Welcome to Fire Breathing Kittens, an actual play podcast. Today is a special episode as we're joining our new member, Colette De Winter. Hi, Colette.
Oh, hello.
Can you describe yourself for our listeners?
Why, yes, I am very tall for a woman of my age. I have long brown hair with a silver streak in it, and I am dressed quite fashionably.
Yeah, you are. I'm going to have to ask you where you bought that later. So, thank you for joining us for our interview today. We've got 15 questions, and we'll get started right away. Question 1. You're a new addition to this crayon box, Colette. What color would you be, and why?
Oh, silver. Silver because it is much more better looking than gold. Even if some uncouth people think it's not, think gold is more valuable. You know that whenever I am acquiring something, I always make sure it's silver, just for that reason.
And then everything matches, including your hair.
Exactly.
Yeah. What are your strengths, Colette?
Well, I am very good at getting into places. Sometimes that requires going through some less conventional entrances. Sometimes that means getting a key off of someone in an interesting way. And other times I'll just walk right in. So that's a pretty good strength. A lot of people need someone to get into places they might not normally be welcome to.
That sounds fantastic. I mean, it's all about who you know, right? Now we know you. Question 3. What are your weaknesses, Colette?
Oh, I don't have any weaknesses. But to answer your question, because if I just said that, that wouldn't be polite. But to answer your question, I'll tell you what other people think my weakness is. Other people have said that my weakness is I'm always want to tell a good tale and I don't let the truth get in the way. Now, that's not true, but other people say it is. So, you know, I didn't want to be rude. So that's how I'm going to answer that question.
Of course, of course. Well, other people say the darndest things, don't they?
They do.
Where did you grow up, Colette?
Oh, well, I grew up as the handmaiden of a very wealthy woman. My parents were not well-to-do, but they kept a good home, and it was in the streets of the it was in the city, you know, the big one nearby. And yeah, I had a very happy childhood, and I picked up a few things just, you know, lying around. I certainly didn't have to do any of those things to survive because I had a happy childhood. So that's how where I grew up as a, you know, totally true handmaiden nobility.
I'm not sure what to think of that, but I think we'll find out, right? The more time you spend with someone, you'll see what words mean. All right, question 5. Why did you want to join the Fire Breathing Kittens Guild, Colette?
There were a few misunderstandings after the last job I had. So you don't like to burn bridges behind you, but sometimes you need to get away from the bridges. And the Fire Breathing Kittens seemed like a great place to build some new bridges.
Yes, indeedy. It helps to have strong friends. It's all about who you know, right? See, it works
Absolutely.
Both ways. Yeah. Question 6. If you were given a 1-minute advertisement time spot during the annual Nikimoi fighting tournament, sort of a Super Bowl, if you will, a sports event that everyone in town will see, what would you fill it with?
Well, I'd fill it with advertisements for my services, which include antique dealing, acquisitions of whatever you need. You know, I'm a finder and a getter of certain items, and probably commentary on the nobility's current fashion sense.
Ooh.
If I could cram that all in 1 minute.
Yeah, you could. It could be like, you saw that dress on Madame Pompidou. Wouldn't you like to wear it yourself? The same one? I don't know. Question 7. What do you like doing in your spare time, Colette?
Oh, that's a very good question. I like to tailor dresses and sometimes I will tailor some armor too, because just because you're fighting in a dungeon or wherever doesn't mean you can't look good. And I like to act. In fact, that is my primary legitimate source of income, along with the other totally legitimate sources of income, is acting.
Hey, if you pay taxes on it, it's legitimate. And you know, you got to pay taxes on everything, and that's how they get the big ones.
So. My eyes aren't shifting for any other reason. Just I have shifty eyes. It's a medical condition.
Question 8. What things in life are still a mystery to you?
How people can have so much money and still dress so garishly. That money doesn't buy fashion sense.
Burn.
That's what I've found over the years.
Yeah. Whoa. Colette's not throwing down any names, but she might. Uh-oh. All right. Well, the gossip train starts here. So question 9. Everyone's got one. Not everyone knows that they do. What's your annoying habit?
Well, I like to tell stories, and some people consider that annoying. Some people say that interrupts other discussions. I don't believe it. Everyone loves my stories, but again, they're not a real answer to your question. It's just an answer that other people say about me. But once you get to know me, you'll know it's not true.
Oh, yeah. Of course not. Question 10. What is the kindest act you have ever done?
I once acquired a valuable item that a shoemaker had lost, stolen from a rather cruel lord. And once I was able to get it back for him and assist him in leaving the city, he was able to reestablish his business. And I only charge a small commission.
Aw, a nice person, 5-finger discount. That's very nice of you. Where would you like to visit, Colette?
I would like to visit the Duke's Palace again. Him and his wife might not like me being there, but it was such a nice place, I'd like to go again. And the cake was delicious.
Yeah, you gotta see some sights, eat some cake, get some souvenirs. Yeah. Question 12. Do you like pickles, Colette?
Oh, no. I don't care for pickles. Too sour.
Fair.
That's not a problem, is it?
No, not at all. A penguin walks through that door right now wearing a sombrero. What does it say, and why is it here?
What's a sombrero? It's a hat.
Party hat. Big hat?
Oh, well, it says, welcome to the party, and I flew all the way here from the Arctic to be here.
And it joins the party.
it joins the party.
Yeah, all right. Welcome to the party, penguin. Second to last question, Colette. What would you like remembered about you?
Oh, all my amazing deeds, all of which were true. Especially the ones where I tweak the very wealthy people who have very bad ideas about how they treat their subjects and their how to dress.
Which one's more offensive? How they treat their subjects or how they dress?
About the same.
And very last question, Colette, what is one message you would give to your fans?
If you're a fan and you tell me, I'll give you a discount.
You heard it here, folks. Thank you for joining us, Colette.
Thank you for having me.
And we'll see you in an upcoming adventure. Goodbye.
Bye.